You're listening to SBS News.
A new report has found young people from migrant and refugee backgrounds are in need of more specialised mental health help. Experts are calling for services and therapies that are appropriate, effective, and culturally relevant. It's the result of a two-year collaboration between Origin, which conducts research on youth mental health, and the Centre for Multicultural Youth. Origin policy advisor David Baker says refugees and migrants often face unique challenges that make them more susceptible to mental ill health than other Australians.
There are many different pathways that young people have taken to arrive in Australia, and that can inform their experience and their vulnerability once they arrive here and they have to resettle into a new country and a new culture, and that brings added pressure that can impact on their mental health.
When moving overseas, these groups often experience disrupted support networks, difficulty adjusting to a new culture and lifestyle, language barriers, racism and discrimination. Many have had traumatic experiences before arriving in Australia. These personal experiences can take a significant toll on their mental well-being and even place them at additional risk of taking their own lives. Chief Executive of the Centre for Multicultural Youth, Carmel Guerra, says young refugees and migrants face unequal access to mental health services.
The whole notion of the mental health status of those group of young people, who now constitute close to one in two young people under 30, has been a kind of hidden issue that hasn't really been identified, because they're not visible in our mental health system, because they're not in the statistics. So therefore you may think they don't need the service, but really I think what this report and work with Origin has showed us, that it is an issue that is brewing under the surface that will explode unless we do something to address it.
Ms. Guerra says the problem has worsened during the pandemic, with young people reporting feeling more unwell, isolated and lonely. The report is advocating for a more community-based approach to helping people achieve mental well-being, with Western treatments often described as too individualistic. Ms. Guerra says feeling connected to community is important to young people, and the stigma associated with mental illness in many cultures may discourage them from seeking help.
In many communities, this whole saying about it takes a community to raise a child, whereas in Western society, it's very much about your nuclear family. Well, you can see that they are heading for a collision course, can't you, when young people are, you know, expected to, you know, kind of navigate those worlds. So I think the mental health system and the models need to be much more cognizant of an approach where you engage with young people early and engage with them on helping to problem solve. How do you talk about these issues in your family and then talk with the family?
Ms. Guerra is urging a more inclusive and culturally responsive approach that considers migrant spirituality and engages with families. Mr. Baker says having conversations and building connections between mental health workers and young people is crucial.
There are policy solutions available at all levels, from government down to clinicians. For a clinician, speaking to a young person, asking genuine questions about their cultural background is important. And at a service level, it's important that they reach out to communities and they build relationships. But this requires resourcing, so it's important that governments fund services to make these connections with communities, to support young people and to support all young people with their mental health.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.